Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Here's what I want to do, but I don't know if it's going to work because I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a quiet day on the text line, and we're all wondering if it's because everybody's taking Monday off.
Yeah.
So they're bouncing today for a long weekend, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to give it a shot anyway because we are all about love this morning. And if you want to call in and gush about your lover.
Yeah, tell us why you love him.
Now's the time to do it. I don't. It's Friday. I love talking to people on Friday. I love throwing up and open the phone lines, making you guys the star of the show.
Yeah.
I know Katie agrees with me. She loves doing that.
I already started it off. I told you how much I love the burrito.
Yeah.
Your tortilla is beautiful. There has never been a tortilla as beautiful as you.
Josh, what do we know about Jenny? Is that what she's doing?
Yep.
Jenny!
Hi!
Hey,
you! So, you calling in to wish somebody happy Valentine's Day?
I am. I'm calling in to wish Josh a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, Josh!
Oh, this is your lover, Jenny. Oh, this is Stinky Belly Button Jenny.
Oh, no, that's not
Did you wash your belly button for Valentine's Day?
I did.
Yay!
I'm gonna wash it extra good.
Yeah, get in there with the loofah, girl.
You did not say that.
No, loofahs are bad. I grew mine out after that.
Really?
You know what? It happens to most of us, though, or a lot of us, we found out.
You're not the
not the only one, Jenny.
Oh, Jenny, that's so sweet.
It's so good to talk to you. Oh, this is a surprise.
Oh,
you did not.
Jenny, call back.
You did not just hang up on my girlfriend.
Button. Jenny, call back really quick.
Oh, no. Yeah,
that's her. Top
oh,
one.
Jenny, sorry, I hit the wrong button.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Sorry about that. My bad. What'd you get Josh for Valentine's Day?
I got him a lot of Star Wars stuff.
As you should.
Yeah, basically all Star Wars.
Yeah.
And
some smooches, I bet, too. Huh?
Yeah.
One or two. Yeah.
Good for you. Gonna dress up like Princess Leia?
Oh.
I heard he likes that.
I hope Josh dresses up like...
Hey, I watched Star Wars for the first time with him, so that's his gift, too.
Okay. She did.
Good for you.
She did.
All kinds of Star Wars love.
Well, we are happy that you two crazy kids are together, and we hope this one sticks, because, you know, Josh.
No.
We'll find out.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Okay. It was great talking.
You
Happy
too.
Valentine's Day,
Josh.
Thanks.
And you guys.
Happy
right,
Valentine's
bye.
Day, baby.
Bye.
Oh, she's cute.
Oh, that was sweet.
Was so sweet.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
I don't think I could have loved that more.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. So who are you calling in to wish Happy Valentine's Day?
I'm calling to wish Carlos a Happy Valentine's Day. This is our first Valentine's. We've known each other and for over a year, but... we've been together for a few weeks now, and so this is our first Valentine's Day, and I'm madly in love with him, and I'm just so excited to be able to spend tomorrow together, but we might be getting engaged tomorrow.
Oh!
Have you been dropping hints? Like, did you go look at rings? How do you know that?
Well, he asked me my ring size, but also he said that we have a very special day. We've been talking about getting married very soon. And so I'm pretty sure tomorrow's the day.
Oh, you think it's going to happen?
You just gave me chills.
We are off on Monday for the holiday, but call us back on Tuesday and let us know if it happened and how he did it, all right?
Yes, definitely. You guys have a great day. I love you guys.
We Thanks. Love you. Thank you for calling this
Happy
morning.
Happy Valentine's Day. Good luck. Oh, how exciting.
Cute. We are taking calls if you want to wish your love a Happy Valentine's Day. The lines are wide open for us. 303-691-1649. Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mikey boy. Who do you want to wish Happy Valentine's Day?
I want to say Happy Valentine's Day to Katie.
Oh,
me, Katie?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Let's go.
She's got such a sweet voice.
She does have a sweet voice, sweet personality, wonderful smile. She's just great all the way around, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like it.
Do you want
to?
Are you single?
Yeah, maybe I'll meet you guys. Maybe I'll meet you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Come and
say
see
hi.
Us.
Hi. It's a spectacle
okay.
for sure, Mike. It is so much fun. So we'd love to see you.
Mike, tell us about yourself
yeah.
really
yeah,
quick.
Yeah. Tell us.
Katie
tell
wants
us
to know
about yourself.
I'm 6 foot, 200 pounds. I live by myself with my dog.
Okay.
Do you like to hike?
I like to hike. I like to paddleboard, mountain bike.
I like all those things.
Mike, I like
okay,
it.
Mike,
so far,
no,
so good.
Mike.
Come see us tomorrow, all right, Mikey?
So far,
Paddle your butt up to Westminster tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, you. So it's all about love today on the show. Who do you want to send your love to?
Okay, first I'm like, oh my gosh, what just happened with Mike?
He's cute, isn't he? He's shooting
adorable.
His shot.
He's pretty cute.
I was just standing in my office, like frozen with my mouth open, like, what? This is so adorable.
Mike is doing it.
Go, Mikey.
Mike is doing it. I might have to come down tomorrow to see
just
if
to
this
see.
Happens.
You have to.
Good guy. All right, Jess, how about you? Who are you sending your love to?
My husband, Ryan.
Yeah, tell us about Ryan.
He's amazing. He's the best partner. He's such a good daddy to our daughter, Zoe. And, couldn't ask for a better partner. I love him.
That's
you got
sweet.
A Zoe, too. Katie's got a Zoe.
Yeah, that's adorable.
That's really sweet.
She's three. She's a princess. She's a spicy princess.
Mine is a princess too.
Did you say a spicy princess?
Yeah, she's spicy. Yeah. She's got that three-nager, like, major. But
yep.
Yeah. We are three peas in a pod.
You know what? That's what you want for your daughter, though. You want her to be a spicy princess. Mm. So,
yeah.
Yes.
100% herself all the time.
Jess, much love to you and Ryan. I hope you guys have a great Valentine's Day. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
This is the longest. It's so sweet.
Right?
I don't know how to pronounce this name. How do you pronounce your name?
It's Arita.
Arita.
Arita. Yes.
Arita.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So who are you sending your love to today?
It's my husband, Ron.
Tell us about Ron.
All right. So I actually sent in a text, but I met my husband 38 years ago. We've been married for 25 years. I was 14 when I met him. And growing up, my amazing father used to get me a Valentine's Day every year gift. And he told me he spoiled me so much so that when I got married, I wouldn't accept anything less from a husband.
And it
worked. Ron is amazing. And I'm sitting here in tears. You guys have the best station today. I'm loving this.
Aww.
Well, thank you very much.
I know.
There's not enough love and kindness out there right now.
Exactly.
So, like, let's do it. Let's do it today. What were you going to say about Ron?
You guys are great.
Thank you.
Sounds amazing. So I'm so glad you found someone
Seriously.
Who loves you and gives you the kind of love you deserve. That your dad set that standard, too. Like, your story's amazing.
I kind of want to be with Ron. Not going to lie.
He's taken, okay?
I want Ron to be my Valentine. You're very.
I don't share.
Yeah, that's all right.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Yeah. You guys have a very beautiful Valentine's Day, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Boy, she's.
I know. Just love this love.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you. You're a big old ray of sunshine.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I appreciate you all. Happy Valentine's Day, but also happy Galentine's Day to all those gals out there.
Yes.
A very special day to celebrate all of our girlfriends.
That's right. What do you do? Hold on. What do you do for Galentine's Day? Do you go
chocolate-covered strawberries.
Is that what it is?
And wine.
Well,
and
pillow
fights? I will tell you, normally I host an annual Galentine's Day party, but this year I am marrying my Valentine, so my focus is on the wedding. We're not doing a big party this year, but still got to, you know, get the love out to all the girls, you know?
Aww. Yeah, sure. So you're that sounded bad. Yeah, sure, whatever. Hey, tell me about the wedding, though. Is it actually tomorrow?
No, it's not tomorrow. It's in August.
Oh,
we've got almost 6 months out to the date, but we've been together for 6 years, and it is our wedding year. So my forever Valentine will be my husband this year, which is so exciting.
What's his name?
His name is Austin, so shout out to him.
Yes, tell us about Austin. What's so great about him?
Oh, he is just the absolute light of my life. He makes everything so wonderful, and he's patient, and he's protective, and he's great with our wiener dog, and he's a family man, and just the person I cannot wait to start and continue, you know, this next phase of my life with. So,
Lisa, I can't even tell you how important it is to find a man who's good with his wiener dog.
Dog.
Wiener dog.
I know. Jeremy,
I'm glad you put that little pun in there. I knew he would.
You knew
he
would.
Dog, that's all.
You knew he would, Lisa.
Well, happy Valentine's Day and Galentine's Day to all of you, and thanks for making the morning so fun to listen to.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good good weekend.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I got a dude. Hi, Christopher.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who are you wishing Valentine's Day to?
I'm wishing Valentine's Day to my girlfriend of 5 months.
Ooh.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Anna.
Okay.
Oh, little Anna Banana. So tell what makes her so great?
She's just this amazing young woman. There's always something amazing and interesting anytime I'm around her. And just her little giggles that she gets when she's like really happy, they're really fun to hear.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. I mean, well, 5 months
that's
in.
That's really cute.
Do you love her, Christopher? Can you say that?
I really love her.
Oh, so is that what?
She is like my world. She means everything to me.
That is so sweet.
You guys are going to last forever.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you right now, and give it another 6 months, so that little giggle is going to drive you nuts. You're going to be like, stop giggling, please.
You're going to love the giggle.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where, like, just being around her, when she's giggling, I know that she's in a really good mood. And then I know when she's, like, planning on something, because she gets, like, this little tiny smirk, and it's just really fun to hear.
Oh, it's the little stuff, buddy.
And the stuff, you can hear your smile in your voice, Christopher. So I think that means something.
It does.
Must like this one.
You hold on tight to her, Christopher. You guys have a good Valentine's Day.
You guys as well.
All right, bye.
And thank you for making the mornings really fun to hear.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Later, dude.
Thank you. Bye.
Where are we at on time? I want to do, this might be last call here. I got one more on the line, but I can maybe squeeze two more. 303-691-1649 if you want to call in right now and wish somebody happy Valentine's Day. I'll do a couple more. I'll make this go a little long just because I'm loving it. Is it Itzel?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Itzel. Happy Valentine's weekend. Who are you sending your love to?
I'm sending my love to my husband and to my kids.
Yeah, why not? Love, love, love. Okay, so what's the hubby's name?
So my husband's name is Jason.
Okay, how about the kiddos?
I want to say my love to Thalesa, Jaden, and Jason.
Beautiful.
Each morning, she's always on the phone trying to call you guys, but we never go in.
Well, here you are.
Yeah, mom made it through.
Made it through, but she's in school now, but it's okay.
It's fine. So how long have you and the hubs been together?
We've been together for 13 years now.
Good for you guys. What's the one thing that still just drives you nuts about him? That in a good way, that you just love
the
about him.
The good kind of nuts, yeah.
Oh, I love his smile.
All right.
He's got a good smile. And, that'll do it. The smile will do it.
The way he shows the love to me and the kids is just amazing.
Aww.
Oh, you're going to make us cry.
I love that.
I'm like holding him back, too.
I know. It's like,
I love this.
This is a very emotional show, but it's a good emotional.
I made it through.
we're happy to have you on the show. Thank you for the smiles and much love to you, Jason, and the kiddos. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys are too. Bye.
Bye. All right, we got Bryce. Hi, Bryce.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, we're doing super dupes, buddy. Tell us who you want to send your love to.
My wife, Nikki. She is just an amazing woman. She's strong. She's courageous. She's funny. She's really smart. It's just so much fun to be around her all the time.
Nikki's are great, aren't they?
Oh.
Yes. Nikki's are awesome.
Yeah.
Nikki's are awesome.
I hear you talking about yours. I think, yep, that's like mine.
I got to ask you, do you call her Knick-Knack?
No, I don't, because that's your thing. I don't call her that.
Well, feel free to steal.
He doesn't want to steal from you.
You can steal.
Absolutely.
What'd you get her for Valentine's Day?
Well, actually, she may be listening, so I'm not going to tell her, but she knows already what I'm getting her. She actually hit it really hard.
Well, then just say
you wanted.
Yeah, tell us. Well,
it's actually, what's funny enough, it's actually a purse.
All right, good. You're a smart man.
You are a smart man who's going to stay married. I can guarantee you that, Bryce.
Very good. Good gift, Bryce. Bryce, thank you. Much love to you and Nikki. You guys have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
Thanks,
Happy
brother.
Valentine's Day.
All right, I'll do two more. I don't care. We're going long.
Okay,
I don't
here
care.
We go.
It's for Valentine's Day. I got Celeste and Liz. Who's been holding the longest? They're about the same. Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Hey, you. So who are you sending your love to?
I am sending my love to my boyfriend, Eric, and also a very happy birthday because he is a Cupid baby, and his birthday is tomorrow as well.
Wow. Aww. Double whammy.
So do you have to get him two presents then? Is that how that works?
No, he actually is very, like, I don't want anything, you know, so we just celebrate. I told him when we first started dating, it was just going to be his birthday. We were just going to celebrate his birthday. It's his day, no Valentine's, and he refused that. So he always gets me flowers or something pretty, and I have been, I took him to see Blue Oyster Cult at the Stanley last weekend.
Yeah, up in Estes. I heard they were there.
Yeah, it was really good, and I got him some new shoes this week, and we're making dinner tonight.
And probably extra birthday smooches, right?
I mean.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Get you some smooches.
We learned a few years ago that we will do a dinner at home instead of going out for his birthday on Valentine's Day.
You're no rookies.
Smart move.
You're no rookies.
Yes.
Smart move.
We're doing
and nothing
fajita
spicy.
Friday.
Oh, you are doing fajitas. I was going to say,
nothing. We are doing fajita Friday. So, yes, we met on Bumble, and we've been together almost 7 years.
Well, congratulations.
Eric
very
sounds
sweet.
Like a really lucky guy.
Yeah. Very.
He does.
He is
amazing. I am definitely lucky. And you guys are awesome. I just wanted to say have a great Friday as well, and good juju for the 13th as well as a lot of love for tomorrow.
You're the best. You enjoy those fajitas, and you love her. Have a great Valentine's.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Celeste.
Bye. Celeste. All right, we'll wrap it up with one more. Hi, Lizzie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. You're going to be our last ooey gooey schmoopy person here for this segment.
Wow,
so
who's... that's super dupes.
It is super dupes. Who are you sending your love to?
My husband, Robert. He's awesome. This year, we've been together for 11 years and married for 7. And he keeps calling tomorrow Thanksgiving because he says it's his day to show his thanks for me.
Oh. Damn it, I'm going to steal that.
I know. So
I got to steal that.
What a move.
What a slick.
I know. I'm like, wow, why are you just trying to be so cute?
He is slick. That is fantastic.
I know.
How did he propose?
So we started dating around Christmas time. So he proposed by putting a little stocking on our tree that had the ring inside.
Perfect.
So he was like, oh, what's this inside the stocking? You know?
The old, well, I didn't put that there. How did that get
right.
there?
What's going on? And then he said he had a whole speech prepared, but all he really said was, I really love you. Will you marry me?
Oh, that's so sweet. So perfect.
Yep.
Well, you two,
he's awesome.
You two crazy kids have a great Valentine's Day. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling the show today.
Thank you, guys. I love listening to you every morning on my way to work.
Really appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Bye,
thank you, Liz. You guys, thank you so much, especially everybody who's texting in as well. That went long, and it was worth it.
I loved it. Like, it made me feel so good every single minute of it.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, from JKJ here at Mix.